For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Mike Calt, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I don't know where anybody is on this show.
Carmen disappeared. Yeah.
I ordered food and I went asked Carmen to go get it, but I wanted her to get it, but she disappeared. And then Spanish was like, "Do you need the food?" Carmen gave it. I go, "Yeah." And then he disappeared. Thank God I can always rely on Gio.
I'm always here.
Where did they go? Do you know?
I believe they're getting food.
Both of them?
I think so.
It takes both of them to get the food.
It's a lot of food. I've heard.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad you're in here anyway, because my question is going to be to you. What do you think the possibility is of Rob Gronkowski coming to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Zero.
Why zero? Tell me
why. That's what you said about Tom Brady.
Right.
No, I think zero. He's the reason he retired was because he couldn't stay healthy on the field. So,
but
he's not, to me, he's not an upgrade over what we already have.
Okay, listen to me. We've got great tight ends on this team, so yeah. You're right. I'm not worried about that. I think O.J. Howard's going to have a breakout now that he's got somebody to throw to his height.
A lot of rumors say the Bucs are going to look to trade O.J. in the draft.
Okay, that'll be fine, too.
Because Cameron Brate's great, too.
Right, Cameron Brate is great. But what happens if a position opens up where Gronkowski can come in? He doesn't need the money. He's already said it a bunch of times he doesn't use his money. It comes in for crap money, but it makes Brady feel comfortable, and it gives him another year of play, another year or two in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't see it happen.
You don't think that time off was good for him?
No, it seems to me that Tom's whole thing is about wanting to come down here and prove that he can do the same thing with anybody.
You know, Julian Edelman's like, I want to go too. Yeah, exactly. I asked first.
Yeah, Gronk just had so many injuries. He couldn't stay on the field. I don't think he played full seasons the last, 2 years. A guy that's got that much money, I think he just is all talk. He likes being in the spotlight.
Right, and plus, he's really good at broadcasting being entertaining. Yeah.
That's why I think he wanted to play, is because it turned out that he's awful at being a broadcaster.
But they're still giving him gigs.
Well, because people are still attracted to him. For one reason or another, I mean, he looks good.
He's such a character. He's really a character. Like a giant cartoon character.
But I watch his Instagram live, too, and he's a complete idiot.
But, I mean, he's on Fox. He's hosting WrestleMania. He's doing the Masked Singer. He's doing, all these different things. They're like, great. And he's like,
people love Gronk, man.
I don't necessarily love Gronk. I watched his Instagram live, and I don't know. Some guy was like, "I'm a huge fan."
Yeah.
And he started showing posters on the wall, and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna send you a tumbler or something, or an ice shaker." And he's like, "Contact my brother and tell my brother to send it." I'm like,
"Oh yeah, I think the brothers are doing a protein shake." They were on Shark Tank.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
They do all kinds of weird stuff like that. They travel around the country in buses, party buses and stuff.
Yeah, that's a great, don't get me wrong, it's a great life.
Oh, yeah.
And he's earned it. But I don't know if we necessarily see him come back. But it would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he really wants to play. I think he just likes to say that kind of stuff because it gets his name out there.
You don't think he wants to play? You don't think he misses it?
No.
You don't think he'd want to live down here? I mean, he bought a house down here for a little while.
When you've accomplished that much,
right,
your body's getting beat up every single day.
He hasn't accomplished what Tom Brady has accomplished.
Well, he's been there for all the Super Bowls, and he's super rich. And he's
not all of
25.
Them.
He's got at least two Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got more than that, I think.
I think he only has at least two.
Maybe.
How many Super Bowl rings does Rob Gronkowski have? Let me see if this bitch knows.
Gronkowski has won three Super Bowls.
Three.
All right, thank you.
So, three Super Bowls, all that money.
You're 26, I think, maybe?
Is he 26?
No, you gotta be closer to 30.
Maybe.
Can you imagine being 27 years old, a retired millionaire with
right.
three Super Bowl rings?
Right, yeah. And like I said, he couldn't stay. He kept getting injured. So, why put
He's 30.
toll on your body.
But hey, still, Tom, if you're listening, you want to weigh in, 727-579-1025.
You're 30 years old. You're super famous. You're super rich. You don't have to worry about getting, you know, killed by guys anymore. He's
likely a Hall of Famer right out the gate, if not very soon.
Well, Larry Brown is reporting that it's happening, hearing a wild rumor that has serious legs. Rob Gronkowski is strongly considering returning to the NFL to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with his old teammate Tom Brady. He has been training in Florida in addition to WrestleMania. That, please credit Leroy.
But on
Leroy Brown.
On top of it, the Patriots own the rights to Rob Gronkowski, so the Bucs would have to trade something to get the rights for him to come there. It's not like he's just a free agent sitting out there.
Right.
He's still under contract with the Patriots if he wants to play. So that means the Bucs would be trading for a guy who's been injured, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't care if it happens.
Now, was that Big Bad Leroy Brown?
It's Leroy Brown Sports. Or Larry Brown Sports, but Leroy.
Yeah.
Leroy is the one who reported it. I don't know. You want to credit Leroy? You got it. Nobody knows who you are.
Don't forget, Gronkowski is also an author of the book, It's Good to Be Gronk.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
They should let him write a book and just let him write it alone.
Yeah, in crayon.
Yeah.
He's the best.
No, he's not. He is actually super annoying, and I would only want him here because I know eventually we're going to fight. In the press, he and I.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was playing,
I don't want to fight him.
He was just dominant. You couldn't stop him.
Would you like to hear a little preview of It's Good to Be Gronk?
You have that?
Well, I have. I can do it in Gronk voice.
Okay.
From day one, all I ever wanted to do was have fun with my brothers. Whether that fun came from playing sports, joking around, dancing crazy, wrestling, or just being me. That's what made me happy. And now, 20-something years later, I refuse to let success, money, fame, beautiful women, or anything else change me.
Basically, it's Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. They're voice wins.
Yes.
I told that to Hoppy a long time ago, and then Hoppy goes, I'm going to start dressing like him, and now he wears a blazer every once in a while. I don't know.
Poor Hoppy. What about the Hoppy this weekend?
Hoppy is Gronkowski without the talent, money, or fame.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a post that Hoppy had over, like, I think it was the weekend. He said he's been here for like 6 years now, or 5 years, which is crazy to me. It doesn't seem like he's been here that long.
Oh, now we know why somebody's been winning Whose Tweet Is It Anyway so much.
I heard from somebody else over the weekend.
Yeah?
Does anybody want to guess who that is?
Heard from somebody else.
Dino.
Somebody who used to work here?
No, am I going to give you? No, no.
Oh.
Somebody associated with the show.
Okay.
That we haven't heard from in some time. Not Dinah.
Shinebox.
No, not Shinebox.
Moose!
No, no.
Somebody associated with the show that we haven't...
Somebody that just dropped off the face of the earth. Not associated with the show. Never worked on the show.
Okay.
Glendale?
No.
Oh.
You're more towards the right...
Dum Dum Laurie?
No. Oh, that would be nice.
That would be great.
JJ?
No.
Warlock Melissa?
No. Oh, that would be great,
was
too.
Was it a character of?
Not a character, but somebody who called a lot and had a lot to do with the show.
Avo called you from the grave.
No. You're not going to be as satisfied when I tell you who it is, because you're not going to be like, oh. But still, it's interesting.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. They just got out of a 76-day county jail bid.
Oh, balls.
Balls, yeah. Balls. But listen to this. This is interesting. Balls put this on his Facebook page. At 7 a.m. this morning, I finished a 76-day county jail bid in Florida. I went in when this virus was just kicking off and walked out today into a different world. Imagine that. Because he said that the jail he was in had no TV and no radio, just a local paper and a bunch of hearsay from the other inmates. So can you imagine you were in there for 76 days, you come out, and now you're not allowed to leave. You're in jail again.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. But yeah, Balls still owes me money, and he has no phone yet, but he did try to Facebook call me over the weekend.
He left Florida, but then he came back to go to jail?
He went to New Jersey, but then they took him back here to go down.
Yeah, they
extradited.
Brought him down. Yeah, they brought him down on that bus.
He did write to me and say, hey, I'm going to jail for a small amount of time. I didn't forget about you. Please don't, please keep that between us. And I have, but since he put it on Facebook.
So I had a guy who worked for us at the nightclub. He was a DJ and he was a really nice guy and knew a lot about computers. This was back before everyone had computers and he knew a lot about computers. And apparently he had done some stuff when he lived in California, but this was like years ago, and he had thought he had it all straightened out. Well, he got pulled over for whatever traffic violation, and he had a warrant still, and they extradited him back to California. And he called me, and we would talk because he was in there until they figured it out. And it was just me going, that sucks.
Oh,
like, I didn't, you know, I mean, I would talk to him and stuff, but he was so miserable. And I was like, that sounds miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how to help, but I just talked to him and stuff.
Did
and
you
I
end
like,
the conversation by saying, okay, I'm going to go outside later?
I have a cousin who's in jail.
Yeah.
Probably for the rest of his life.
Ooh.
And one time I was
for
at my dad. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
And I was at my dad's house. My dad was on the phone with me. He goes, hey, it's out of your cousin. And I get the phone and I go, what do I say? Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
How are things?
Anybody come at you in the shower?
Yeah.
Hope you're staying strong. I don't know.
You seen 90 Day Fiancé yet?
Oh, my God. That's a weird conversation to have. Let me go back to January 25th, 2020. Balls put on his Facebook page, stay the F away from Chinese people and Koreans also. You won't see none of those Fs on my friend list.
Oh,
he was a little prophetic.
Not so much prophetic as racist, I think. That's the word you're looking for there.
Mm.
Joe's showing balls when he tried to do stand-up at the past club.
This was the best.
It was the greatest thing ever.
The
I was so glad I was there to see it. It lasted maybe 22 seconds.
No, it went for like four or five jokes, and Mike eventually just got up on stage. He's like, all right, that's it.
Wasn't he just like cursing?
He was yelling at people in the
yeah,
like, you stupid C-word.
Yes.
Yeah, he was too much, and it wasn't funny. It was just rude. So, I don't know what to do.
There's no jokes, just mean.
It seems weird, because normally he can really read the room.
Jason, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Okay, I'm just listening to you guys. I'm healthy. I'm healthy, you know, and it's been a whole life story to maintain that. But anyway, what I'm calling about is, you know, I'm understanding of your political situation, your thoughts. And, you know, I listen to you guys. You know, I'm there. And so Trump introduced this law back in the day, or tried to, on not immigrating people on the security, whatever. What
the hell are you talking about?
You got a lot of good points so far.
Because my landlord had put, I think it was eight people in a small little front of the room. I was renting a house for rent, rooms for rent.
I feel like we're having 19 different conversations.
That's why I would like to email you.
I have a feeling it's going to be just as discombobulated as this conversation. Just think clearly. What is the point you're trying to make?
I had a landlord file a restraining order on me.
Why?
On the behalf of another tenant in this house of room for rents.
I'm on their side.
You're in a room. You're in a house of room for rent. Okay, so it's and how many people in the house?
It's a 3-bed, 2-bath technically, there was four men in the house, and then he introduced the woman and her four kids to the one roommate's 8x10 room in the front of the house. So we're way overloaded, and it's way too loud, and they It's a whole thing, and I end up with a restraining order under 3 days into. Yeah, that's why I would like to give you an email.
What did you do? What did you do to them? What did you allegedly do to them to get a restraining order?
Well, I was yelling because they would stand outside of my door. I have witnesses, video, pictures, and all of these things I'm telling you are true. And there's so many things, but anyway. They would stand outside of my door and yell at each other. They would work on bicycles at 7 in the morning. I'm in construction, so I'm up. But I'm also needing my sleep and rest. And they're just being all loud and obnoxious, and I tried to use a translator app on my phone. They do understand
what nationality
English,
are they?
They're Spanish. They come from Mexico.
So what did you say? What did you say in the app?
Just being friendly. Hey, look, you know, hey, look, I'm right here outside the, you know, I'm in a loud area. Could you please be quiet? You know, these kinds of things.
Not like, hey, you didn't have like, hey, you dumb Mexican, zip it. And then, okay, all right,
no.
I'm just asking.
No, I am professional. And, you know, I try to talk to the landlord about the situation. And just, you know, I'm not hiding anything. I'm just trying to say, hey, this is being offensive. You know, you live in a house full of other tenants that are all on different schedules. One guy washes dishes. We're in construction. And
you know, so you try to complain about it. Yeah. And then
so what happened, I believe, is the landlord is putting these people here, telling them, be obnoxious. Make Jason mad, make it, you know, kind of push him out. Push him out. You know, just, oh, this is so miserable. I'll just leave, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't you just leave?
Well, that's exactly what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I tried to tell him about this and everything. It's a money grab for the landlord is what it is, because he has a history of trying to have stole my motorcycle. Here, I just went back recently to Nebraska because my cousin had a motorcycle crash. I went back immediately for that.
All right, let me explain this.
While we're there,
he said the landlord has a history of trying to stole his motorcycle.
Uh-huh. So it's a money grab.
It's a money grab. Go ahead.
Yeah. He, you know, I have a sheriff history, picture, document, everything, you know. I'm not going to tell you if I can't back it up. But so, he has a history of trying to steal. I was able to prevent that. You know, I got my motorcycle back, and now he's got the hate for me because I won. And, oh, he's going to show me kind of a thing. And then while I was back,
just get out of the house. Just go find a new place. So it doesn't sound like it's.
I'm gone out of there. But he stole my tools. Like I say, you know, I know his personality. This little restraining order that he manufactured with this other tenant. There's never been any other complaint ever before in my history with that household, with any of that, nothing. All of a sudden, now I get the restraining order filed on me 3 days under my 5-day eviction clause, which that last month was already paid for. As I told him, okay, you don't want to work with me on making this miserable environment over here, I'm out of here. Consider this my last month.
I feel like you're working to make us feel miserable. All right, look, I don't know. Let me just tell you, our attorney, Dominic Ferriello, will be here tomorrow. This sounds more like a question for him. Call back tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. I did.
I'm sorry. I was hoping it would go somewhere. Or at least I'd be able to argue with you a little bit, but it's just boring. Why in the world would you want to live in a place that's clearly trying to get you out of there?
How does that guy handle his day-to-day life?
He stole it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when something comes up and he has to handle it and figure it out, it's got to be just a show.
Although I bet when it comes to like electricity or whatever he does for a living, he's great at it.
Oh, unbelievable.
Sorry, sir. I don't know what to tell you. I would talk to Dom. Dom would always tell me, or callers, and made me realize, like, when a caller calls up and says, my boss did this and he wants to do that, and Dom says, yeah, leave the job. Mm-hmm. Leave it. Nobody's forcing you to be there. Nobody's forcing that guy to live in the house. Get out of the house. Go somewhere else. I love that he used the app, though, to ask him to quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
So calm, I'm sure. Yeah. With probably nothing racist.
No swearing, no racist, yeah.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we have some opportunity to give away some tickets. We will do that next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.